Yeah.
What a day. It was great. I think that was a very, very smart formula. Very helpful to cover any one individual this way. I now realize, of course, why you asked me to attend cabinet meetings regularly this week.
Well, I thought we ought to be changing the ball team that was winning. You got a good shortstop. There's no use jerking him. You got a pitcher that's working all right. And, there were some upset people. Even Freeman was really upset.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Walter Jenkins got right disturbed, talking to him. And Shriver and...
Well, I think it was a very imaginative and strong way of doing the obverse of what I was talking about this morning. Instead of just pick one guy, just knock everybody else out and see how many trees are left.
Well, we got mayors and we got governors and we got...
Yeah, oh, sure, there. You can always pick Pat Brown.
We got all those things, but I think he'll get down to where all of these fellows will be happy with.
Yeah, the thing will grow on its own, I think, and don't you say anybody. I ought to tell you that we've had an awful kick in the pants on our Cyprus negotiations today. And the Greeks, probably Makarios, have spilled the essence of Atchison's compromise proposals, and of course this leads everybody in Athens and in Ankara to say they won't have any part of it. And we have to hold our breath for a day or two to see whether it's really upset the apple cart or whether Atchison's still in business. He's quite hopeful. The people in here are a little less hopeful. The one thing we can do is just keep our mouths shut. The one hazard is that the Turks will take it as an excuse to act. They're in a fairly well-prepared and a fairly quiet position, and we don't think much they'll talk to us the next time they make a decision like this.
Why don't you come on up, Scotty? I'm having an orange juice, and he's having coffee, and I'll give you scotch if you want it.
I'd love it.
Come on up.